What a beautiful morning. Low humidity. It's really, really nice out. Not a problem at all. In fact, today we're going to have a mix of sun and clouds. High temperature about 78 degrees. There is a slight chance of some rain coming in, but really I don't expect it to be too widespread. If it is, it'll be very isolated for you, and most of us won't catch any of the rain throughout the day. Look for a high, as I said, of 78, a low tonight of 61, and then tomorrow, pretty much carbon copy of what you're going to have today, with highs again in the upper 70s and that mix of sunshine and some clouds for you. Really don't think we're going to have a rain issue, probably until maybe Sunday. Is what we're hearing now. A lot of mix of sun and clouds for you. Right now it's gorgeous out. 64 degrees, a mix of sun and clouds, and the humidity is low at about 65%. Yesterday we had humidity in the 90% range in the morning, so not at all as muggy as it was yesterday. So we're real happy about that. Really, really good place for us this morning. Good morning. Welcome on in, and thank you for being with us here on a Tuesday. If it's Tuesday and it's 8:35, it's time for one of our favorite segments that we do here on the morning show, and that's called the Positive Points on Aging, and that is where we bring in our dear friends from Oakleaf Village in Lexington. I'm talking about Karen Pickard and Katie Griner, and the two are here, both of us. We got both of you.
Yes.
I mean, that means a lot, because, you know, sometimes it's Katie, sometimes it's Karen, but to have both of you here, we're feeling very honored. And then you add to that that Miss Karen did, in fact, stop at the drive-thru and scored some Bowberry biscuits for her favorite mascots.
I'm just going to say.
Let's just say her favorite charitable cases.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
Starving
heard,
children.
She heard, I was going to say, she heard the dogs yelping, asking for some love on the
feed
way in.
Me.
And so
please.
She stopped and got us some Bowberry biscuits. So thank you for your generosity.
Oh, you know, I'm not Marcia, and I can't remember food all the time, but, you know, I do try.
We are, you know, beggars can't be choosers, and we are very, very proud beggars, I can tell you that. Anyway, it's good to see you both. I'm glad you're both here. I got
to
tell you, hopefully we won't eat these too quickly, because if we do, we could have some dizziness and some balance issues.
Right, you could have sugar problems.
That's what we call segue into what we're talking about today for our older adults, talking about making sure that we're balancing and that we're not doing things to cause problems. Let's talk a little bit about where we're going today.
Well, it's kind of a funny conversation because I can fall standing still. And I really, grace was never something I had in my vocabulary.
They don't call you Baryshnikov.
No. They and, you know, I did take dancing, but I never was very good. So this is a conversation for people like me whose balance has probably always been off. But even if it hasn't, many older adults experience balance issues and dizziness. Dizziness does cause balance issues.
Right.
Problems can be caused by medications that we're taking. You could have a balance disorder, and we'll talk about those in a minute. Balance problems and dizziness are probably the number one reason why people fall. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever had vertigo, but when you stand up in the world spinning, you really have to have something to grab onto before you hit the ground.
It's a scary thought.
It is a very scary thing. Maintaining good balance is good for you at any age. You know, like I said, I could fall as a child. I was not very graceful. Mm-hmm. So fall prevention is good for you as well, to stay independent and to keep you active. You know, if you're afraid that you're going to fall when you go for a hike, you're not going to go walking around the neighborhood or something. So chronic balance problems can affect all your life. They can affect your relationships.
Sure.
They can affect your work performance. Somebody was gracefully walking down the hall at Oakleaf Village last week, or maybe it's a little bit longer than that, and tripped on her own 2 feet and landed on the ground. And I found out how quickly our caregivers come running when they hear a loud thud, though.
Yeah, and it's not always necessarily the residents.
No, it's sometimes,
right? Sometimes
the
it's
staff.
The employees and staff. That fall, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I still have a nice purple bruise on my knee where I hit the ground. But, you know, it can affect your work ability. So you have to get help, and you have to learn what's causing these problems.
So when we talk about what's causing these problems, Are we talking medical, or are we talking just age, or are we talking all of the above, or, you know, where what are we talking about when we're talking about what's causing these problems?
All of the above, especially the medication issues. I know that a lot of folks are on different types of medications, and I've said in the past before that make sure that you look at your medications, speak with your pharmacist to make sure that your medications aren't even interacting. It could be just one medication, but it could also be the multitude of medications that you're taking. So yeah, the side effects could definitely be because of that. So that's one of the awful things to have.
Well, let's go a little deeper for a sec on that, because again, when you talk about medications and all that, the doctors know they're prescribing things that are prone to cause dizziness or things like that. The problem is, especially if you're living at home, not necessarily living at a facility where somebody is coming in to help administer the meds and things like that. But if you're living at home by yourself, it strikes me as a situation where a lot of times some of these meds, and I mean, I'm telling you this right now, there are some meds that they want you to take with a full stomach, some without a full stomach. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it can be very confusing, especially if you're on a lot of meds. It can be very confusing to our older adults about what to take, when to take, how full of a stomach to take, things like that. And then things we just take for granted.
Right.
I stood up too fast after I was on this medicine, and all of a sudden I got very dizzy.
Very dizzy, yeah.
Yeah, things like that. So just little things like that. Sometimes just stand, if your blood pressure is not right and you stand up too quickly, stuff like, I mean, there's just a lot. This is a topic that you might think, well, this is, how are we going to talk about this the whole half hour? Let me tell you something. This is a topic that I think affects a lot of people.
Well, and you don't think about it, but you get dizziness from medications, vertigo from spinning sensation. There are people who feel like they're going to fall when they're walking. They just feel very woozy and dizzy. Blurred vision happens because of medication, too. And oftentimes, I think doctors are maybe not as diligent as they should be when it comes to talking about medications. Right. So you have to go to the pharmacist and talk to them about them to see what the side effects are going to be. And make sure you have a working relationship with your pharmacist. Mm-hmm. Because they might tell you more than the doctor will.
Yeah. And reading those labels, it says some of the causes or some side effects that may happen. Right. Yeah, there's a ton. And it takes a while.
I was
going to
say, that's
list.
The thing. You know, it's funny. We see these TV commercials for all kinds of meds.
Yeah.
And they're 60-second commercials. The first 10 seconds are about how great it is.
Right.
The next 45 seconds are about all the side effects.
Right.
Or they speed it up so you can't understand it.
That too. And my favorite one of all, and this is just an aside to what we're talking about, where if you're going to take so-and-so, then they list all the things that can happen. Don't take this medicine if you're allergic to this medicine. Well, how do, do I know if I'm allergic to it if I haven't taken it yet?
That's a good point. But it's not an aside moment, because if you're allergic to it, one of the symptoms could be that you get nauseous and you're vomiting, or that you're dizzy and that your heart rate goes up. And all of those are symptoms of balance problems and medication problems.
Well, and again, here's the important thing we're talking about. We're not just talking about dizzy.
Nope.
When we're talking about falling, that is, unfortunately, one of the signs that it could be the beginning of the end. I mean, we get to older age, and you fall and you break that hip, you fall and you break this, you break that. You're not long for the world, unfortunately, these days with that kind of thing. That is a very serious thing. And obviously, if you have a head injury that as a result of falling, my goodness, the damage. Yeah. Then you add to the fact, and I'm just going back to mom now for me. When she would fall or even lose her balance and fall into something, mom was on the things that forced her, and Karen's talked about this with me before, about how the skin gets a lot thinner the layers of the skin, so she would bruise easily. Some of the meds made her bruise easily. So my mother would be, it looked like she was being abused sometimes.
Right.
And I'd say, Mom, my God, what happened to your arm? Oh, I just kind of fell into the refrigerator for a second there.
Mm-hmm.
And I let the fridge catch me when I lost my balance. And I'm like, where was your walker? Well, it was like 4 feet away. I'm like, it could have been 400 feet away.
It doesn't matter.
Four feet is as far as 400 if you're not using it.
Right.
She goes, I know, but at least I'm not lying to you this time. That's what she would say to me. At least I'm telling you the truth. It was 4 feet away.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. I feel so much better as I look at you. I walk into a restaurant, people look at me like I'm abusing my mother.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, how many times, and Katie's heard me do this multiple times at work, I walk out the door and I go, oh, there's a door there because I've just walked right into it, you know, unintentionally, but I've lost my balance.
You know what else happens, Karen? Usually it's door one, Karen zero.
Right, always.
Yeah, wall one, Katie zero. Yeah.
You got it.
Floor one, Kevin zero. I promise you, those are objects that you lose to more often than you win.
Yeah, they do. Well, and then there's some other things that cause. I mean, we could go on for medications forever.
Right.
But there's some other things that cause balance and dizziness.
Well, we'll tackle that. We're going to do our 8:45 break. It's right around the horizon. So let me remind folks what we're talking about here. It is our positive points on aging. And we are talking with Katie and Karen from Oakleaf Village in Lexington, tackling this. Now, today we're talking about dizziness. We're talking about balance and the importance of doing things to maintain that. Stick around, and we will come back with part two in just moments on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
No.
We're back.
Oh, there we are. Okay.
We're back.
Gotcha.
You're just on volume control.
I know.
That's the thing.
I'm over turning
people don't
knobs.
Realize they have their own volume control, and I'm like... Yes, we do have sound.
Yes, we do.
You just turned yours down. Brian can't control your volume, Karen. You
not
can
anymore.
Your own volume.
Oh, well.
That's the beauty of we put in the brand new studio. We gave each person his or her own control.
Yay.
So when you said, I said, we're back, and you're like, no, we have no sound. I'm like, yeah, you do have sound.
I do.
And all you got to do is take your hand off the knob that you
and
don't
quit
even realize
playing with it.
Your hand is on. And we're good to go.
Hey,
anyway,
stop it.
You did bring Blueberry Biscuit. So wherever you want mistakes you want to make or say anything you want to say, you
Thank
get all the
you.
Grace you want.
We're going to let Katie talk now. Karen's going
to
be quiet.
Anyway, listen, we're glad to have everybody listening in. And yes, Brian made no mistake. Brian, you did fine. The levels were perfect. Anyway, it's 8 minutes before 9 o'clock. How about we get back into our topic? We've been talking with Karen and with Katie about balance, and we've been talking about dizziness and things like that. Some of the medical issues involved, some of the medicine involved. There's just a number of things there that we've been discussing, and I want to get back into that. So let's pick up where we left off here, because I cut you guys off, as I said, we were going into the Fox Business Report last segment. So let's tackle it.
So there are other issues that cause balance disorders. So,
right.
And Katie's going to talk about several of those.
You will be surprised on this one.
Uh-huh.
Alcohol. Causes balance and dizziness. It affects the inner ear, how it works, which I think that's probably the interesting part. Everybody knows that have a little bit of alcohol, there's, you know, get a little tipsy, get a little dizzy, you get a little
wobbly.
But it's because of your inner ear, which I thought was pretty interesting. It's not necessarily the alcohol, but it is, because that's how it affects your inner insides. Other medical conditions such as diabetes, I think everybody knows that. Your sugar can drop. Your sugar goes up.
Have a Bow Biscuit.
Yeah, have a couple of those.
Well, now you say, I'm sure everybody knows that, but I don't know if people realize how quickly it can happen, especially if you're on other meds.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people need to be aware. If you're doing the same thing every day, that's one thing. But if you're not doing something and you're not used to having one of those sweet, you know, desserts or something like that, and all of a sudden you slam one, then, I could see where that could cause some problems, especially if you are already diabetic and your system is just not used to that.
Right.
That could be a shock to the system.
Oh, yeah. Especially if you don't know you have diabetes.
Yes.
If you just all of a sudden you hit the floor and can't figure out what it is, go to the doctor, find out that, you do have diabetes. And that was the cause of your fall.
Yeah.
Well, go for the other seven, because there's some interesting things here.
Heart disease, stroke. We've already talked about vision. Thyroids, your nerves, blood vessels can cause dizziness and other balance problems, which I thought was pretty cool.
Hmm.
Yeah. One that's not mentioned here and we need to talk about too, because a lot of people suffer with this, and that's neuropathy of your feet.
Yes.
And that can cause balance problems, because if you have neuropathy, you want to talk about it, Kate? Because you know more.
Yeah, neuropathy, you can't feel your feet. You can't feel anything.
Right.
So when they're stepping, they don't know if they're stepping in the right spot.
Right.
They can't feel it.
Kind of people can relate to this when we say, oh, my feet fell asleep.
Yes.
You know, and all of a sudden you get up and you tumble forward. You're like, why am I not standing?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've had...
that's not a good thing.
It's not. I have an uncle that has recently been diagnosed with neuropathy, And that has been his hardest thing is trying to get past is he can't feel where he's stepping.
Wow.
He, you know, can't tell if he's pressing a gas pedal. So guess who's not driving so much anymore?
Things I hope you, not.
Yeah. Other than the golf cart around the house.
Issues.
Yeah. It's bad.
Yeah.
And it makes them fall, makes them trip, makes them stumble. That it's very unsteady gait mm-hmm. is the best word to use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's scary too.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some treatments that you can do for some of the balance problems that you have. We do encourage people if they do have any of the issues with balance. I mean, there's things like vertigo that you get. There's Meniere's disease. There's also positional vertigo when you turn your head too fast, that kind of stuff. If you have problems with these things, you need to talk to your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are things that they can do. There's medications. There's also there's a practice when you have vertigo where they can turn your head certain ways to align the crystals in your inner ear. I've known people to do that. They say it can be very frightening because it makes you really dizzy for a few minutes, but eventually it does settle the vertigo.
I've never even heard of that. It sounds mm-hmm. like you're going to start talking about my chakras or something.
Yeah, right, exactly.
crystals in your ear,
yes. Yes. That's probably not the technical term, but it's how I've always been described to me.
Yeah.
And so it's good to talk to your doctor. You can have vision problems, too, that could cause this stuff. And so you may just need to have glasses or have some kind of exercise for that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know one thing you guys haven't mentioned yet that I have found for myself, if my sugar's not where I want it to be, and that's drinking more water.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's one of the problems, I think, that our older adults sometimes do not drink enough water. And that's probably could be applied to 20 different topics that we
yes.
talk about here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hydration. And we've probably done topics on just getting hydrated.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's a big problem. What are some other things we can do, Katie, to help with the balance problems and issues?
Exercise is always the biggest thing. Keep your body moving in certain ways. And if you go to the doctor, they're going to do tests. They're going to run everything to see what's going on. So just make sure that you let them know that you want to try exercising. Keep them in the loop of what you're planning
sure.
on doing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Don't go on an extreme diet without talking with your physician, because you can do extreme dieting will cause dizziness
yeah.
as well, because you're not eating enough.
Or drinking enough.
Or not drinking enough. That's
yeah.
big.
And again, this is a lot to do with our seniors. I mean, remember
yeah.
that we're talking about our older adults here. You don't want to make a lot of drastic changes
in anything
right.
without consulting a physician, or at least making sure that your doctor's aware, this is something I'm planning on trying to do. This is something I think would be good. Well, okay, but let's make sure
talk
the doctor
about
knows
it.
About
yeah.
it. Yeah, I just
they may recommend PT in your house. You know, you can get physical therapy at home, and
right.
they may suggest that. Like, particularly if you have neuropathy and you can't drive anymore,
yep.
there's physical therapy and occupational therapy they can do in your home to help you with that sort of thing. But, you know, we talk about seniors, but honestly, this is something that any age can experience, because Meniere's disease is something that young people can get. I had vertigo as a teenager really bad.
Really?
So, yeah, there's different things for as you age. There's different treatments for it. But nobody who has any health issues, whether you're old or young, should do anything drastic.
Right.
Because you don't really know what's going to happen if you do.
Right. Sinus infections will cause
yep.
vertigo.
The
smallest
again,
little thing that you
yeah.
get every season.
Well, and I'm sure COVID had an impact on that also in many ways.
Probably.
Because COVID had an impact on everything from not being able to smell, not being
mm-hmm.
able to taste. Some people had hearing issues with it. Who knows what long-lasting situations occurred as a result of that.
Yep.
Well, there's a lot that we can continue this discussion on. If you want more information on this or anything else you hear on the Positive Points on Aging, I always recommend you reach out to Karen and Katie over at Oakleaf. What's the best way for them to find you guys?
803-808-3477 or
OakleafVillageLexington.com.
Look at you guys.
I got
wow.
it.
You guys nailed that. That's pretty good. Usually we do okay on the phone number, but then we struggle on the website
always.
But you guys did great. Hey, listen, wonderful topic.
Thank you.
Really necessary topic. Thank you guys both for checking on in with us. And Matt, thank you for the biscuits also.
Always.
But most importantly, thank you for caring so much and being so compassionate to our older adults. We really, really appreciate that as we do our partnership with Oakleaf Village. Later on today, it's the afternoon drive. Ralph Norman joins me at 4 o'clock for that. Erica and Mary Gervais coming up next on The Plains.
With Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
Grills, outdoor kitchens, and fireplaces. Spring sizzle starts with Bart.
This is 107